905, welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show on News Talk 790 KFYO, online at KFYO.com and with your Radio Pup app. Appreciate you tuning in on this Thursday morning. We have got a lot to get into, and I was wondering how long it would take someone to link Imagine Lubbock and the tunnels together. Didn't take too long, so I'm very proud of you folks out there on Twitter for linking the two so quickly. So we'll get into that as the show progresses as well. But first, we get to talk every Thursday. We do this at 9:05. Get to talk a little West Texas football with our good friend Stephen Orr, and you can hear him on Friday nights, the West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show, and it is he covers all of West Texas football over on our sister station, 1340 The Fan at 10 p.m. Stephen, welcome back. How are you?
Good morning, Chad. How are you? I'm doing great.
What? How many? Do you have an idea of like how many schools y'all cover?
We cover, as far as the districts we cover about 358 schools.
Wow.
But in the non-district season like now where people play outside the area, last week we had 200 games. I believe this week we've got 194 and haven't even gotten into the private school only yet. So probably a few over 200 games.
Wow. So a lot of homework to do and a lot of scores to keep up on Friday nights. Tell us about some of the good games out there that we need to look forward to. And let's start off with Snyder going against Lubbock Cooper.
You picked one of my favorites, and I have wrestled with this game all week. I was on a show down in the Abilene area yesterday, and that was one I had to pick. And, man, both of these teams lost by 1 point.
Hmm.
Snyder got an extra point blocked with 26 seconds left. They would have tied that game. Lubbock Cooper gave up a game-winning drive to Idaloo in the last 2 minutes of the game last week to lose by 1 point, 21-20. So, and the thing is, both of these teams had more offensive yardage than the other team. So, Snyder's going to run the ball a lot. Cooper, that young man, Stanton Keene, he was 13 for 21, 332 yards passing.
Wow.
And had a touchdown last week. You give me those stats, I'm usually going to think we win. And it was a close game. That should be a dandy of a ball game. And when you ask me at the end of the show, what's the one game you'd go see? It's going to be that one.
Yeah. You've got two teams that, as you said, they lost by, 1 point each?
Right.
They're both hungry.
Well, and they are, and they both come off disappointing seasons last year. Both of them had a 3-7 record last year, and I really felt like Lubbock Cooper and really Snyder too were both better than that. Ball didn't bounce their way a few times, and the thing about Lubbock Cooper, between them and Idaloo, they have a tendency to mess each other up. Last year I believe it was Cooper that beat Idaloo and started them off rocky, so this ought to be a great ball game, and you're going to see a lot of Snyder loves to run the football and really press the ball on the ground. And so we're going to see whose defense is better, and I think that's going to be the decider in that game.
So what about Seminole versus Idaloo?
Seminole versus Idaloo. Seminole comes off a tough win last week over Merkel, 14-7 in a defensive struggle. Seminole didn't really have a lot. They scored one of their touchdowns with a 65-yard punt return, and then So, you know, they had a one-yard touchdown run, and then it was pretty much a push the ball around between the 20s. But they didn't give up a lot. They only allowed Merkel 165 yards on the night. So can Idaloo do a little better? They struggled against Cooper some, finding that offensive rhythm. But they put it together late during a two-minute drive. So I would think that Idaloo has a chance to win this ball game, and Seminole's certainly going to be tough on defense.
Lubbock High Coronado, that should be a fun one.
Well, you know, that should be. And last year, Coronado won 7-0. Coronado coming off the big win over Monterey, where they literally had to hang on for dear life in the second half. They scored all their points in the first half. And then they were able to fight Monterey off from a comeback. And I think that's important, building confidence. Lubbock High lost to Canyon last week, 42-21. They were simply just outmanned and then had problems with penalties and turnovers as well. So I think Coronado, you've got to give them a slight advantage in this game. But Coronado's playing with a small roster. They've only got 48 kids on varsity, and for a 5A school, that's not carrying a lot of kids.
Mm-hmm.
But it should be a great game, and you know, I'm anxious to see what the Westerners can do. Canyon is a starting point. Yeah, you're not at the upper echelon of 4A schools, but right. that may not be the best barometer of how good this team can be.
Well, we'll see what happens in that one. What are some of the other games people need to be paying attention to out there?
Well, one of the other ones that I'm really excited to see what happens is Littlefield coming in to play Shallowwater. Jarek Black last week had 214 yards rushing and 4 touchdowns in a 61-14 defeat of Muleshoe. Now, the key for Muleshoe is they lost all of their players last year. They've got like 10 or 11 freshmen and sophomores on their varsity team, and they're truly rebuilding. But, again, that's impressive numbers. Shallowwater was up 41 at the half, so you've got to think that Jarek Black rushed for those 214 yards and 4 touchdowns in the first half. But Shallowwater had over 400 yards of offense. And then you've got Littlefield that beat La Mesa last week 62-7. And, you know, these are two perennial programs. When we're talking about playoffs, when we talk about the teams at the top of the district at the end of the year, this is one of those games. And last year Shallowwater beat Littlefield 28-18. So it should be a great ball game. It's going to be a very physical ball game. And I think it'll be one of the better ones in the area. We drop down to 1A. You've got New Deal taking on Tulia. And if you remember last year, New Deal struggled out of the gate. They stumbled and lost 3 of their first 4 games. And the game against Tulia last year was one of them. They lost 44-22. Now, New Deal put a beating on Spring Lake Earth last week, 42-7. Tulia beat a good Clarendon team, 53-34. So if you want to watch a lot of points get put on the board, I think this is probably going to be a ball game that you can see that in. Quickly, we jump down to 6A, or to six-man football, I'm sorry. A couple of really interesting games. You've got Petersburg taking on Nazareth. Nazareth got a big win last week over Crest, 44-18. Petersburg went and played defending state champion Throckmorton, and they got throttled 46-0. But again, that I think this will be a better gauge of where Petersburg is as a team. They've been very good the last couple of years. Nazareth, a team that's new to six-man football over the last couple of years, and they seem to be finally adjusting to it, and they've played well so far. And the other game has Paducah coming in to play Meadow. Meadow got beat by state semifinalist Follett last week, 58-8. Paducah lost to Knox City, that's a top 10 team in six-man, 76-31. But these are two pretty good teams, and they should put on a pretty good ball game.
Sounds like a lot of good ball games out there. Your pick of the week is Snyder Cooper, right?
My pick of the week is Snyder Cooper, followed very closely by Littlefield and Shallowwater.
All right. Two good games out there. Of course, you can listen to all the scores wrapped up with Stephen Orr on the West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show on our sister station, 1340 The Fan, and then on various other radio stations throughout West Texas as well. Stephen, thanks for coming on today. I appreciate it.
Chad, thanks as always for having us.
Have a good one.
You bet.